I'm Harrison.
How old are you, Harrison?
10.
And where are you from?
England.
You narrowing it down a bit there. You're from Denton?
Denton.
Moseley, where the actual panto will be going on?
I live in Denton.
You play a very key character in the play, don't you?
Yes, I play Prince Arthur.
Prince Arthur. You're not King Arthur yet?
No.
Okay, now I know you've got a lot of lines to learn. What's the hardest part for you?
It's probably like there's quite giant lines that I need to emphasise, and the first line that I do is at least, I don't know, maybe 8 lines long.
What do you do to remember all these lines?
Probably practice, really.
And how many rehearsals have you been having each week?
I do around 2 rehearsals each week, one on Thursday and one on Sunday.
Hey, and how many hours do you have to dedicate to learning your giant lines?
On Thursday we have 2 hours and Sunday we have around an hour and a half.
So you're feeling confident for the show?
Yes.
Anything else you'd like to tell us in terms of other young people who might want to come along and get involved at some time?
I'd say it is quite a fun activity, I'd say. So if any young people want to join, they can just ask Janet, maybe at the end of the show, if they want to join in. It is quite a great experience, really.
Have you done many shows, Harrison?
3 here.
And looking forward to the show?
Yes, amazingly.
Okay, well, break a leg. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next.
My name is Isaac.
And how old are you, Isaac?
10.
And which character do you play in the panto?
The narrator.
You're the narrator? Ah, so we can't do without you because nobody will know what the story actually is. Are you under pressure to learn your lines or do you get away with being able to have a book to hold?
I memorise my lines. I do kind of get away with having a book to hold, but not that much.
So what do you think is the best thing about your part?
Having lots of lines and being in most of the scenes.
And do you have much interaction with the audience?
Yeah, I've got one joke in there.
And for you, what's been the best part about coming along?
Coming along to the rehearsals, it's just like, it's a really friendly space and you can just be yourself.
That's lovely.
Thank you.
Next, just tell me your name.
Oliver.
Oliver, you've grown up a bit. You were smaller than me last time I saw you. What's happened?
Don't know, I think I just got taller.
And how old are you now, Oliver?
11, nearly 12.
You've been in quite a few shows so far, haven't you?
Been quite.
Tell us a little bit about what you've done in the past.
Well, my first show, I was in Peter Pan in my last drama, Centre Stage, so I was like the dad. And then in my second show, in Cinderella, I was Prince Charming.
And you were the bad guy in the panto for Ensemble last time, I seem to remember.
Yeah, in Ensemble, I was the baddie, the big bad baron.
What was the best part about playing that part?
I just like being evil.
And so this time, what are you?
I'm a silly character in the silly billy.
That's quite a contrast, isn't it? I mean, you were booed quite a bit, I seem to remember.
Yeah, it was quite.
You'll be laughed at this time. Will that be better?
That'd be better.
And do you have lots of jokes to remember?
Yeah, I have quite a lot of jokes.
You've got any jokes up your sleeve?
Yeah.
Go on then.
What's an astronaut's favourite chocolate?
I don't know. What is an astronaut's favourite chocolate?
A Mars bar.
Of course it is.
It's not that funny, but lies.
But it will be on the night. But what's the best part about coming to Ensemble?
Just to act my voice out and just practice and make new friends.
Enjoy the show.
Yes, I will.
Hello. Just tell me your name.
My name's Oliver.
Your name's Oliver too. You're not just copying, are you?
No.
And how old are you, Oliver?
I'm 12 years old.
And which part do you play?
I play Clippity Clop, the horse.
Yeah, it's a bit of a giveaway. The name, yeah. Isn't it? Are there not 2 of you in the horse?
It's just me. So in one of the first scenes, I come on the stage and I run around in circles and I do like a trump noise and it's really funny.
There's lots of dancing for you.
Yeah.
Is there singing?
Not that much singing, but a lot of acting.
And what's the best part that you've enjoyed?
I've enjoyed dancing and I've enjoyed working together and making our community proud of us.
Well, that's lovely. And they will be, I know. Okay, well, break a leg or one of the 4 of them that you've now got. Good luck in the show. Right. Give me your name first.
Nicola.
What part did you play in the last panto?
I was a narrator last time.
I thought you were, yes. Now, what are you this time?
A witch.
Are you a wicked witch or a good witch?
Wicked witch.
If you get booed a lot?
I don't know yet.
You'll find out soon. And have you got many lines to learn?
I haven't got that many lines to learn this time, but it's still going to be a bit hard. I mean, I've got a song, so...
Oh, good.
That's...
What would be the one thing you'd say everyone should come along and watch the show?
There's, a load of singing and dancing, and, because, everyone's working together, and that's, what makes it, special.
There there are a lot of people in this show. How many people are in this show?
It's 48 people.
We'll come along to our next character. And what's your name?
Megan.
Megan. And how old are you?
16.
Do you live here in Denton?
Yeah.
And you've been with Ensemble for very long?
Just over a year now.
You were in the pantomime last year, weren't you?
Yeah.
And which character were you then?
I was the Wicked Witch and a narrator.
And what?
No, the Good Witch.
And what are you this year?
A Wicked Witch.
What's the best part about then coming along to Ensemble? Now you've been with them for over a year.
I feel like I'm always welcome here, and I feel like every time I come, I always have a good time.
And if other people wanted to join, what would you recommend?
I'd mostly say the people here.
Making new friends.
Yeah.
Have you got many lines to learn?
I've got a few.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
And Rose, you're now at Ashton Sixth Form, aren't you?
Yeah.
All grown up, and you've been with the Ensemble forever.
Yeah.
Well, give us a plug for the panto.
So this year I'm playing Merle, which is a bit of an interesting character because I've never really played a male part before. I've always been quite girly part, so it would be interesting to try something different.
Does he know he's got lots of magic up his sleeve?
No, he doesn't. He starts off doing basic spells and things, but then when he finds out he's the person that needs to stop the curse, he's quite scared. He doesn't know how to do it, but he pulls through in the end.
And have you got lots of songs?
Yeah, I have. I've got a couple, mostly duets. Guinevere Giggles is my love interest. We get together in the end, so we've got quite a few love songs.
So what would you say is the biggest appeal for everyone to come along and watch the show?
It's just learning new things, really. It's just learning from people and being able to learn from other people's experiences and being included in things. It's just such a great thing, and I'd really encourage anyone who's interested to come along.
And Jenny, just give us a quick plug for the panto. Tell us when it's on and where it is.
So, right, the Pantomime is going to be on here at the fabulous Hope Church stage in Denton, which is a great little community gathering, accessible for people to come in. And it's also going to be over at the Vale in Moslet. Two venues to come along and see us. It's a little bit of a panto tour this year, and we've got a fantastic, talented cast of young people and adults all involved, and yeah, lots of different ages, and just come along and enjoy it.
But one thing I would say is you spread your wings a bit this time, and the team at Global Grooves are helping you, aren't they?
They asked me to come along. They've been at the venue now. They just had the 4th year birthday at the Vale, and they said we really want a traditional family pantomime here because we've not had a panto on at the Vale and Mosley before. So would you be interested? And I said, oh yeah, fabulous. So went along and met everybody there, who were a lovely, vibrant team of community artists, and they have a really good music ensemble there. We're going to create a really spectacular feature of a dragon with the musicians as well. So yeah, it's exciting, and it's going to be really nice for Mosley, I think, to have something at the venue. They've started doing a lot of sessions there, so it'll be great to get people to come along and see the pantomime.